Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Childhood Obesity Addressed with New Program. The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, and the Association of Children's Museums are teaming up on a program to combat the obesity epidemic among America's children. The program, called We Can, is taking place in several communities across the country. We Can is an acronym for Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition. Dr. Elias Serhuni, director of the NIH, says we're facing a crisis, and we must find ways to change the tide that's facing us and affecting our children. Dr. Stephen Galson, who is acting U.S. Surgeon General, says he's confident that the partnership is going to lead to healthier children in the United States. There are more than 12.5 million overweight children and teens in the U.S. Dr. Galson says obesity is a big contributor to such childhood health problems as high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and asthma. These chronic diseases cause 7 out of 10 deaths. Dr. Galson explains that portion sizes have increased while life in America has become more sedentary. Children are growing up with unhealthy lifestyles, the consequences of which could be with them for the rest of their lives. We can be a model for overcoming the challenges of childhood obesity and overweight, says Dr. Galson. Its partnerships are demonstrating how physical activity and sound lifestyle choices can make a difference and how communities can work together to make those lifestyle choices real. We Can is an education program to help children ages 8 to 13 years old to maintain a healthy weight. It's being implemented in more than 450 communities in 44 states. Dr. Serhuni says getting kids away from the TV and the computer is key to improving their health. Increased activity, better food choices, and smaller portions complete the arsenal for fighting the obesity epidemic. The first We Can cities are introducing the program to city employees, community groups, corporate wellness programs, health professionals, and schools. While improvement in childhood obesity is vital, the results may not be seen for decades, says Dr. Galson. The result may not be apparent for many years, but it's going to be a fitter, healthier, more physically active nation in which the epidemic of childhood obesity slows down, he says. A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, found that after increasing for the last 25 years, the prevalence of obesity among adults has not risen in the past few years. Still, 34% of Americans age 20 and older are obese. Janet Collins of the CDC says that in view of alarmingly high rates of obesity in all population groups, the CDC has made the prevention of obesity one of its top public health priorities. The CDC is actively working in partnership with state and local public health agencies, the nation's schools, community organizations, businesses, medical systems, and faith communities to promote and support healthy eating, physical activity, and healthy weight. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.